Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Formerly at workers likely to face another Christmas without severance pay due to them, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. It appears likely that formerly at workers will spend their second Christmas without their severance benefits and other titlements. There have been many offers put to former staff members to consider since the company folded last year. More on this from Antigua's Observer Radio.
In mid-September, regional unions rejected the latest offer of 50% of their redundancy pay plus compensation through the issuing of lands and bonds. However, following a meeting last month, representatives from the Leeward Islands Airline Pilots Association LEALPA showed a willingness to reach an agreement. Those discussions were seemingly at a standstill, prompting Prime Minister Gaston Browne to accuse the trade unions of making unreasonable demands in regard to monies owed to workers. Arianne Blanchard, the Barbados executive member, while speaking on Observer AM, insisted they cannot take this new offer back to their members without the proper documentation.
We are a very responsible and caring executive. We are exploring all avenues to get the details that we needed to clarify in this proposal. And we did so, as the president would have mentioned, we had a meeting with PM Browne and he clarified the details. But we cannot go back to our members and say the prime minister said, that's hearsay. We have to have this in the proposal so we can take it back to our members, at which point the members would make their decision to accept the offer. But we have to have that document. And this is where we are right now.
Blanchard says that if the matter is not addressed in a timely manner and many of the ex-employees do not gain employment soon, the region may run the risk of brain drain, as many skilled pilots and engineers will leave the Caribbean to acquire jobs. President of LEALPA Patterson Thomas also expressed frustration about what he considers to be a blatant disrespect by shareholders. He said the Antigua's prime minister can no longer shoulder the burden alone and the other regional heads should step up to have the matter resolved in the quickest possible time. Thompson insisted while the body understands the pandemic has complicated matters, some commitments should be made.
If you don't want to join together Mr. Browne's effort, what can you do for us down there, you and Prime Minister Gonzalez? And that's the issue. We're talking about getting things. We're talking about slavery, boy. We want about 400 years. This happened in 2020. Charity begins at home. Let us come together as a Caribbean group and deal with the problem. If you tell me I can pay the money over 2 or 3 years, I may be able to live with that. But just to cut us off at the knees, at the ankles, at the soles of our serve the countries, all of us, not only Bajans, not only Antiguans, it was Grenadians, it was Vincentians, St. Lucians, Haitians, Trinis.
Dominica's United Workers Party to suspend former deputy leader Joshua Francis. Here is Carlisle John Baptist of Nature Isle News.
Nature Isle News has learnt about plans by the executive of the United Workers Party, UWP, to suspend the party's former deputy political leader, Joshua Francis, in the wake of the public disclosure of utterances made by Francis in a private conversation that has gone viral. Francis was recorded without consent in a private discussion, and the information was then disseminated in the public domain. In that conversation, the former Rosa South parliamentary representative and also former deputy political leader criticized and blamed the members of his party for his political demise because he believes his growing popularity was seen as a threat. Speaking to Nature Isle News before the General Council meeting on November 7, 2021, President of the United Workers Party, Isaac Baptist, disclosed that the purpose of the meeting was
to set the date for the delegates' conference. Because normally our delegates' conference is set by the Constitution for November, and then since you're not able to do it in November, then the General Council has to approve another date for the meeting. If anything comes up, it will be at the meeting, but at this moment, that's what the agenda is.
Questioned about a resolution to expel or suspend a member, he denied that such was the case. I am not aware of that. Whoever gave you that information has it all wrong. Isaac stated. However, a close source told Nature Isle News that the General Council meeting took a decision to suspend Francis for 6 months in the first instance. When contacted, Joshua Francis, the former deputy political leader of the party, says, for now, no comments.
In Trinidad and Tobago, two people are dead, two others injured in a chopping incident. Here's TTT News.
As the only person who was unharmed after a chopping incident at Farmers Road in New Grant on Sunday, Mrs. Jagroop relates the attack. She says she and her husband Manikchan Jagroop woke up to angry voices. She recalls when she stepped out her door, she discovered her son-in-law, Antero McQueen, slumped beside his vehicle and her daughter, Indra Jagroop, bloodied and screaming.
By that time, my husband don't come out behind me already. He run up and put some chop on him. But he didn't chop my daughter as soon as she come out. So he chopped the son-in-law first, chopped the daughter so she opened the door to come out. And my husband come out same time she chopped him.
Mrs. Jagroop says her daughter and son-in-law had been to a family gathering earlier in the evening and had returned sometime after 10 p.m. when the incident took place. She adds, after chopping her husband, the man crossed the street and attacked her other daughter, Monica Jagroop. Both Antero and Monica died as a result of the incident. Asked what was the cause of the dispute, Mrs. Jagroop says,
I think when a man cannot control himself when he drinks, then that is it. Now, I don't know who may say what and whatever, but we always have a little this and that with one another. But when you drink, somebody irritate him down the road and he come and take it out here.
Mrs. Jagroop says her husband and other daughter, Indra Jagroop, are at hospital being treated for chop wounds. The suspect ran off after the incident and remains at large. Terri-Ann Brown Campbell, TTT News.
The indiscriminate and intermittent firing of gunshots marred the weekend for residents of the St. Lucian southern town of Vieux-Fort as feuding gangs forced residents to be locked inside their homes. The MP for the area and the mayor for the constituency have responded to the ongoing warfare in the southern community. A volley of shots fired there claimed the life of one young man and left an innocent woman nursing a gunshot injury. Residents were left fearing for their lives.
20-year-old Kevin McFarlane was left dead. A woman was injured by a stray bullet while in the comfort of a home, and personal property got damaged as a result of the burst of high artillery weapons between rival gangs. The ongoing problem is mainly concentrated in the communities of Bruceville and Westall Group, two of the most troubled areas in Vieux-Fort. The escalation in gun violence over the weekend triggered a response from Vieux-Fort South MP Dr. Kenny Anthony. In his statement, Dr. Anthony strongly condemned the acts of violence and the blatant disregard for the laws of St. Lucia and the lives of citizens. Until the gangs are disarmed, he says, there can be no solution to the problem. Vieux-Fort Mayor Cyril Saltibus also issued a statement expressing concern about the surge in violent crime in the South.
This surge in violence has further compounded an already challenging COVID-19 situation.
The problem, says Mayor Saltibus, must be resolved by identifying the root causes. An honest conversation, he says, needs to be had about the issue.
To fix this problem for good.
In his statement, the Vieux-Fort South MP disclosed that he had been given the assurance by Police Commissioner Milton Daisy and other officers of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force that the situation in Vieux-Fort South will be brought under control. More police officers have been dispatched to Vieux-Fort to patrol the troubled areas. For the DBS News World, I am Zane Romulus.
In Jamaica, an autopsy on the body of Kevin Smith, former leader of the Pathways International Ministries in Montego Bay, shows that he died from injuries he sustained in the October 25th crash in St. Catherine. It was a similar finding for the policeman, Constable Orlando Irons, who also died. Here's TVG News with that report.
Kirk Wright has the details.
The sudden nature of the death of Pastor Kevin Smith
left many speculating about the circumstances surrounding his demise in the accident on the Linstead bypass on October 25.
Now the autopsy has finally put to rest speculations by many that Kevin Smith's death was caused by some mysterious reasons.
The autopsy on Monday showed that Smith died from multiple blunt force injuries. Simply put, those are injuries he got from his body banging about on parts of the vehicle during the crash. We were not told where on his body he sustained the injuries, only that his injuries were consistent with that of a motor vehicle crash. Indicom, along with an independent observer hired by Smith's family, attended the autopsy. The independent observer did not want to talk to us, but we were reliably informed that she too was satisfied that Smith did not die by any other means. The autopsy of the police constable Orland Irons, who died in the same crash, showed that his death was also caused by multiple blunt force injuries. The policeman's family and Pastor Smith's family were present at the autopsy. For the entire 45 minutes that the autopsies lasted, Smith's family tried their best to stay away from the media. The two males who were present wore ski masks and the female wore a mask and a scarf. There was a small police presence in anticipation of a possible crowd that many thought would have flocked the funeral home. There was never a crowd at the Archer's funeral home in Spanish Town. Only family members of the deceased, the police, and others related to the proceedings were present. Kirk Wright, TVJ News.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, November 10. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.